We continue with Siddur Snippet, sponsored by Rene Jack Nussbaum, Lila Nishmas, Adol Bas, Yehuda Tzvi. We began to introduce the centerpiece of Psukei Dezimra, Ashrei. Ashrei is so significant, the Gemara Brachos tells us that a person who recites it three times a day with Kavana, a person who taps into its themes, its energy, its essence, is a guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. Doesn't mean you can do what you want the rest of the time. It means you incorporate into your life, it manifests the themes contained in Ashrei. And the Gemara concludes, as we discussed, because it has both follows the Aleph Beis, it's written in the alphabetical order, and because it contains the Pasuk, Poseach Esedecha, that God opens His hand. The Aleph Beis, the Maharsha tells us, is symbolic of the Torah, which nourishes our soul. Poseach Esedecha, Hashem nourishes our body. The Tzlach, the Nodav Yudah, told us, by saying it three times a day, twice in the morning and at Mincha, symbolically also at night, we're able to see Hashem, and we affirm our confidence in not only His existence, His providence, His omnipotence, His role in our lives, in the clarity of the morning, and even in the transition to darkness as well. So we last left off, we mentioned the Birchei Yosef says, we say Ashrei three times a day with the hope that if we say it three times, maybe at least we'll have Kavana once. So central, so important. The themes are so core. Hopefully we'll have Kavana at least once. Rav Amram Gaon says, person should make a special effort. Of course, for all of davening, we should have Kavana. We should be mindful. But even if our mind tends to wander, we tune out, we should come back for Ashrei. Ashrei is so important, it's so transformative, it so elevates us. On that Gemara Brachos Dav Dalad, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say that you need to concentrate. Ashrei is important, but it's this verse, Poseach Es Yadecha, that Hashem opens His hand and that He sustains us. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this opinion of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Levush and the Chayei Adam, that so important is it to concentrate, that if a person failed to concentrate, you continue with Psukei Dezimra and you realize that you weren't paying attention, Poseach Es Yadecha. You failed to be able to acknowledge that Hashem is so good to us. He opens His hand and He sustains us. He provides for us. He gives us miracles every single day, that a person then has to repeat Poseach Es Yadecha till the end of Ashrei. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva disagrees. Rav Moshe says, if you're in the Hallelukas, you're in Vayivarech David, Az Yashir, and you realize you don't even remember saying Poseach Es Yadecha, you just say that isolated pasuk. You don't have to go back and complete Ashrei, but one cannot transition from Psukei Dezimra without tapping into what it means to see that Hashem provides for us. When we have our faculties, when we're alive, when we have a roof over our head, a car to drive, indoor plumbing, air conditioning, food to eat, Poseach Es Yadecha, Hashem, you open your hand and you truly sustain us, and we can't go forward making the statement of Shema Shmona Esrei, having a conversation with Him without that recognition. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches tells us that one who recites Hallel the entire day, every day, a person who says Hallel every day, is blasphemous. And the Meshach Chochma in the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai wonders, what's the difference between Ashrei, which we laud, we praise, we celebrate, someone who says it three times a day, not once a day, every day, three times a day, and Hallel, in which we criticize, we accuse someone of being blasphemous if they say it every single day. Hallel is reserved. Hallel we say on the Yom Tovim, we say it on Hanukkah, we say it on Rosh Chodesh. Why, what's the difference between the two? And the Meshach Chochma develops a very, very beautiful idea. He says the Hallel, which we say on the holidays, represents the infrequent, momentous recognition of Hashem suspending the rules of nature and intervening in our lives in a miraculous way. Each of the Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim, is Hashem intervening in the historical evolution of our people, the development of our people, in a way not through the natural order, but in a way that supersedes or transcends the natural order. Hallel represents the celebration of Hashem's omnipotence, His overwhelming power, the fact that He can do anything, anytime, anywhere, and that He not only invented nature and controls nature, therefore He can choose to suspend nature. However, Ashrei, in contrast, says the Meshech Chochma, recognizes not the God of miracles, of Hallel for the miracles. Ashrei, Psukei Dezimra, by extension, are about Hashem through nature. The natural order, the natural world. The world that seems to be in motion. The world that seems to operate with a set of laws. The Meshech Chochma says that's the significance of the Aleph Beis. The pattern of Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. The predictability and the pattern of the Aleph Beis is reminiscent of a natural law, a natural order that's predictable, that's dependable, that's reliable, that a person anticipates happening. So Hallel, to say Hallel every day is to think, I can only believe in a God who does miracles. I only believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, who intervenes and suspends nature. If you say Hallel every day, it's blasphemous, because Ribono Shel Olam is not only contained in the miracles. We don't wait to see Him in miracles. We don't believe in Him only because there are miracles. And we don't struggle to believe in Him when we fail to have a miracle. The Ribono Shel Olam manifests Himself to us. We see Him, we hear Him, we experience Him through the natural order and the natural world. And that's why we say, says the Meshech Chochma, Ashrei three times a day. It highlights the natural order. Says the Meshech Chochma, the combination of these two factors that the Gemara says, why we're a Ben Olam Haba, if we say Ashrei three times a day, the Aleph Beis is the natural formula, the natural order, the predictability, the reliability that we can anticipate. And Poseach HaSeidecha means Hashem built into the world. He built into the natural order the resources to sustain us. We have an incredible world. The fact that we have a rich soil and an earth, that if we work it and protect it and preserve it properly, it provides for us. That we have water resources, that we have shelter, that we have seasons and weather patterns. He created a world, the Borei Olam created a world that sustains us. Poseach HaSeidecha, not in a miraculous way, but in the natural way. So says the Meshech Chochma, that's why the Gemara Shabbos is a criticism. Don't say Hallel every day. Don't wait to only see Hashem in the miracles. Don't think it's only Hashem when a miracle happens. But look at the natural world all around us. When we wake up and we have our faculties, you can see and hear and walk. When a person has the ability to eliminate, we spent a lot of time in Siddur snippets talking about Asher Yatzar. When you see Hashem through the natural order and the natural world, that we praise three times a day. That's the ultimate way of seeing Hashem. The Machzor HaSheker writes, why are you guaranteed Olam Haba? Because in Ashrei, we acknowledge and see all the good Hashem does for us. And as a result, we're going to be makir tov, we sense appreciation. And a person who truly appreciates wants to reciprocate and pay back the source of the good that was done to them. So if we, in fact, listen to the messages of Ashrei, then we will live the messages of Ashrei. If we appreciate the good and the compassion and the gifts, the blessing, the miracles in our lives, and we understand Hashem is the source of it all, in the natural order, the things that we take for granted, that the ordinary is truly extraordinary, then we'll want to show that gratitude to Hashem and we'll live a lifestyle which will earn us, a lifestyle that will earn us to be a Ben Olam Haba. To just finish up our introduction, why do we start from Ashrei, the two psukim that begin Ashrei, not Tehillah David, which is really the beginning of Kuf Mem Hei? Why do we introduce it with these two psukim? So the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Beis tells us the Chassidim Rishonim would meditate for an hour before they would stand. They would Omed Lefnei HaMelech before the Amida, sit, leave the cell phone in the car, disconnect in order to connect to Hashem, to concentrate, to reflect, to prioritize, to calibrate, so that when we have an audience with the Ribono Shel Olam, to stand in front of Him for those few moments of the Amida, we'd be able to most take advantage. How do we know that? Where did the Chassidim Rishonim learn this practice? By the way, our Psukei de Zimra is modeled after it. Not that Psukei de Zimra in the slowest minyan takes anywhere near an hour, but the idea that we allocate time to prepare and to reflect, they learned it from this pasuk. Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, Od Yehallelu Chasela. If you want a Yehallelu Chasela, if you want to be able to praise God, first, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. Sit and reflect and think and meditate. The Rav Rabbi Soloveitchik said, and with this we'll end, that it's critically important. He felt halachically, one has to sit when saying Ashrei, particularly at Mincha, to create a contrast between the Amida, what we call the Amida, the Shemona Esrei, and Ashrei, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. Chazal instituted that we introduce Kuf Mem Hei with these two psukim Ashrei to remind us. First, let's sit, think, reflect, prioritize, disconnect from the chaos of the world. Remember what's important before whom you're about to have an audience. You're entering the Situation Room. You're going into the Oval Office, Lahavdil. You're going to sit in front of the Melchim Malchei Amlachim. Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha. Sit and think. Don't rush in, don't run in, don't be late. Don't still be listening or answering texts while Ashrei is being finished, but Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, and only then the Amida, which is Od Yehallelu Chasela.